In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of the Pentecost, and this is the birth of the church. As we all know the story about the coming of the Holy Spirit in the likeness of tongues of fire upon the disciples. And from this point, we can see how the church spread. And the Holy Spirit is not only working on the church on the level of the mysteries, but also the Spirit of God accompanies us throughout the whole process. From the time we are given birth, and that He gives us birth in the church to be spiritual sons and daughters to God till the last day. So what does the Spirit of God do in me? At the beginning, as we said, the Holy Spirit is the one who grant me the spiritual birth. The Lord said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So the beginning, the first step for each one of us, we are to be children of God through the act of the Holy Spirit in the water. That's why the baptismal font is usually outside the church. In order for us to know and realize and believe that, in order for us to come in, we have to be born again outside in order for us to join the believers and to be among the children of God. The Holy Spirit not only give birth, spiritual birth to all of us, but also the Spirit of God illuminates my understanding. No one else but Him can make us to understand, open our eyes. Yes, we all have our eyes and we can see physical matters, but when it comes to spiritual issues, not all of us are granted this illumination. As much as we respond to the work of the Holy Spirit in us, as much we have the spiritual eyes. People are born and they live and die and their eyes were not opened at any times. Very sad when we have the Spirit of God, but because we quench the Spirit and we grieved Him, then we never were able to understand spiritual matters or judge things according to the wisdom of God. The Lord Christ said about the Holy Spirit, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. He will teach and bring to remembrance everything that the Lord said. When we are enlightened with the Word of God, there will come a time when we are to make the decision. If we are working with the Spirit of God in us, we will be guided by Him. We will do what's pleasing to Him. We will think as the Spirit of God thinks. Something that we all pray that God always will work with the Holy Spirit in our hearts to illuminate our understanding. So after He gives birth to us spiritually, then He illuminates our understanding. Then He aids our prayers. Many times we say that we do not know exactly what we are praying for. We are distracted. Should we still pray? We definitely should, because we are not doing this on our own as something that an exercise that if we fail in it and how we pray, then God will never listen. This is not the case. We hear here St. Paul say to the Romans, likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Every time when we are standing in prayer, the Spirit of God in us intercedes in our weakness, speaks to God while we are praying. Our prayers are weak and we all know this. We all know that we are struggling to keep our minds in for a few moments during our prayer time. But the Spirit of God will aid our weakness. That's why St. Jude says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. We pray in Him as if like we are just like standing, but He prays in us. He is the one who intercedes on our behalf. We lose a lot when we give up prayer, when we ignore it and we think that my prayers, actually, I don't think that they go beyond the roof of the building that I am standing under. When we pray, the Spirit of God will intercede in me, intercede on my behalf, and also will stir the love of God in my heart. So the Spirit of God, again, give birth, spiritual birth to us, illuminates our understanding, aid our prayers, and also bear fruits in us. And bearing fruit is something that we have to think about and be worried about it. Because the branch, if This branch is not fruitful. One day it will be cut and thrown into fire. And we hear about the spirits of the fruits of the spirits in St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians, chapter 5. But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against all of this, this means that the spirit is idle in us. I'm sorry for the word, it's not idle, it's not working, it's grieved, quenched. He wants to bear fruit in us. At the end of the day, I will be the one whom is going to like show all of this, love and joy and peace. Are these fruits in me? Or I feel like I still till this moment, I am not fruitful. As much as he gives us fruits, he also makes us or grants us to be active members in Christ's body. The Holy Spirit of God is the one who grants the gifts. And the gifts are not something to be given to the believers to brag about or to say that I can do this or I am giving this gift from God because there is something special in me. It is given in us in order for us to be active members, to contribute. That's why any believer who is out the church, who is not practicing, is not living, is not using his talent in the church, actually is a member that separates himself from the body of Christ. St. Paul says this to the Corinthians, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. Look here how the Spirit of God accompanies us through the whole process. Everything is through him. If we know how to work with the Holy Spirit of God, we will definitely be as God wants us to be. At the end, the Holy Spirit convicts me. He rebukes me when I'm doing something that's not pleasing to God. And as much as I am sincere and faithful in examining myself, as much as I will hear him, as much as I find excuses to myself, and I think that everything is okay, everything is fine, I'm better than others, then the Holy Spirit, actually, his voice will faint in me, and I will never be able to distinguish him. The Lord said, and when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So the Spirit of God, actually, without him, we cannot make it to God at the end. We cannot find our way to salvation. It all depends on how much we can distinguish his voice, how can much we hear him. If we care, we will be able to hear. If we don't care, if we think just by coming to the church, here and then doing whatever outside, we will still be accounted among the believers. We are deceiving ourselves. There are issues regarding the hearing of the Spirit voice. First of all, many claims falsely that they hear his voice. We hear this along everyone. You can see this even in the people who come on the TV and saying that the Holy Spirit came upon me and said this and this. Those people are wolves in sheep clothes, as the Lord describes them. That's why St. John warns us, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. As much as we respond to him, as much we will be able to distinguish and discern, is this the Spirit of God speaking to me, or this is something that one is claiming, this is something a deceit from the enemy. A second point we should regard also about the hearing of the Spirit's voice, that some seek the Spirit for selfish reasons. I want the Spirit to work in me in order for me to like boast. It's this person, we know the story in Acts chapter 8 about Simon the sorcerer who became a believer. And when he saw that the Spirit is given by the laying of hands of the apostles, he wanted to acquire this. But we read that Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given. He offered them money and saying, give me this power also. He wanted to acquire the Spirit of God by giving money to the apostles, bribing them. Here he is seeking the Holy Spirit. He looks like he is eager to acquire the Spirit of God in him. But for what reason? For what purpose? Something also we have to be aware of. Do I want the Spirit of God in me in order for me to bear fruits? Or I want the Spirit of God in me maybe to tell me like the horoscope, something that I look at it and then it tells me, go here, go there. It's all about selfish desire, something that's related to my earthly gains. The Spirit also should not bypass our need to think and study. Sometimes when we think, we believe that the Spirit of God guides us, then we expect that we will be inspired. God will come to me in a dream and give me directions. The Spirit of God actually should not work with me in this way. God granted me the gift of reason. How can I put this aside and then I assume that the Spirit of God will work with me? God granted us a mind. It's up to us to make this mind enlightened and illuminated with the work of the Spirit, or we just like turn it off and I wait for signals from God. I just want to see an angel. I want to see a sign, but I do not want to think about it. The Holy Spirit will never contradict your reason if your reason is sound. My brethren, we have to use this great gift that God gave to us, our minds, and the Spirit of God will work through this reason. The Spirit also of God will never contradict himself. The Spirit of God said in the Bible, because the Spirit of God is the one who inspired those who wrote the Bible, not to lie. If I think that by lying I am doing something good, or by deception this is something that's accepted because I have to get out from the trouble, this is not the Spirit of God working in you. Never be deceived with the idea that I can do something that's wrong for a good purpose. Or God inspired me to cheat. God inspired me to steal. God inspired me to be greedy or to rob others. It will never ever happen. The Spirit of God is consistent. The one who said in the scripture, do not lie, will always tell me, do not lie. If I am lying, if I am doing this, I am going against the Spirit of God. Also, if we want to hear, we should be eager to listen. How do I want to hear the Spirit of God if I'm not listening to him? I know every single day, every morning, that he speaks in my heart and say, stand and pray. I will pray with you. I will intercede on your behalf. If I do not do this, why during the day I expect that he is going to speak to me and I will be able to pick up the signal? If you want to pick up a signal, you work on fine-tuning. You try very carefully in order to receive this sound. If I'm not doing this, if your radio is shut, the button on it is off, how do you expect the Spirit of God to speak to you? We have to remember this. If you want him to speak, if you want to hear, we have always to be eager to listen. As much as we work with him, as much as he is going to work with us, our salvation, till the end. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.